I'm Marco Werman. This is The World. More than 3 years into Syria's civil war, people are still pouring out of the country and into neighboring nations. In Turkey, the number of Syrian refugees is fast approaching 1 million. Only about a quarter of them are living in refugee camps. About 100,000 Syrians have made their way to Istanbul, where they do menial jobs, sell tea in parks, or work at restaurants, if they're lucky. For some, begging for money on the street is the only option. Dalia Mortada has more from Istanbul.
The Nishantashi neighborhood's cobblestone streets are lined with brand names like Gucci, Chanel, and Prada. High-end restaurants are chock-full of the city's rich and famous. The sidewalks, where disheveled mothers sit with their babies and dirty barefoot children beg for handouts, are a different story. Fatma is Kurdish from northern Syria. Back in Aleppo, she and her husband both worked. They had a big house with a garden. Now in Istanbul, her family's just women and kids. Her husband's fighting alongside Kurdish rebels in Syria, and her eldest son is stuck in the Syrian army. She says neither she nor her daughter-in-law can find work, so they need to beg for the money to eat and pay rent. Complicating the lives of people like Fatma is the fact that Turks are now deeply suspicious of these beggars. She says people think they're Kurds from southern Turkey, pretending to be Syrians for sympathy. So she holds out her passport as she sits on the street. For a lot of Turks, the sight of Syrians begging, especially kids, is tough to stomach. But others are getting tired of being responsible for all the refugees. Engin is a store clerk in the neighborhood where Fatma begs. He says beggars are making as much as he does without lifting a finger. He says in a city this huge, there's no reason to beg. Anyone can find work doing just about anything. And if they can't work, Engin says, there are refugee camps that give them everything they need. He does seem to have a point. The camps here in Turkey have a reputation for being well-equipped, with grocery stores, kitchens, and even indoor plumbing. So it's hard to believe that hundreds of thousands of Syrians need to be on the streets. But the truth is, as the official refugee count nears 1 million in Turkey, the camps are nearly full with just a quarter of that number. And even if the refugee camps weren't full, many Syrians are afraid of them. When I approach a woman named Meryem to talk, she's frantic that our interview could lead to her going to a camp. She says she's heard awful things about what goes on in them. Meryem insists that the camps are full of suffering. Family members living there tell her that men are pressured to support opposition groups, and if they don't, they get beaten up. She also says there isn't freedom to move around. If you give me a house, shouldn't I also have the freedom to leave it, she asks. Whatever, we'll live like this, she declares, showing the one-room home she and her family of seven live in. We'll live on the streets. It's still better than the camps. Andrew Gardner with Amnesty International says it's really hard to tell what's going on in the Turkish refugee camps. The government won't give NGOs access, so rumors are rampant, and he's heard them all.
The other thing to recognize is that no one wants to live in a refugee camp. Everyone wants to, you know, to be able to move freely and to be able to, provide for themselves independently.
Even if that means living in tough conditions and begging to make ends meet. For The World, I'm Dalia Mortada in Istanbul.